on how you might amend the bill. And to the extent that they have those, we will give it the necessary consideration. So yes, we will give way to these numbers. But the in and out themselves, they're not very valuable because they have one commission that the commission is. One commission with a whole lot of names in that is part of pay, and they have to tell them that you give the members of the media a copy of it. So that they can see for themselves. It's one half of the people who are unhappy about scorpions. I suspect very few of the people have been opposed. So if in short we are saying, precisely because people are opposed to the definition of scorpions, come to us with concrete proposals on how we might create the new structure in a way that strengthens organized crime like the craft. And finally, may I add a question? More than most other parties, it is the majority party as whose constituents are the victims of crime. More than any other party, it is the ANC that needs to ensure that crime is going to be reduced. And ultimately,
the initial basic plan action required from the municipality to provide efficiency in services with the installation of the DIC we put in. We've seen that actually closed. We assume that the state that it will take 3 years to be closed. It's now putting up in less than 2 years. And we have to put in a program in place not to enter the DIC. Then, intensified training of local labor and contractors to extend to a project administered and managed within the community, thus creating economic advancement. More intensified communication is required for ministers to perform the community's responsibility and ownership of the new sanitation system for community investment. In that bullet, what we found that some of them have not been used correctly. People are dumping their waste into various.
Every Saturday, we have a major rally. We could get thousands and thousands of names at this rally. How does that help? In short, all of us, whichever party we come from, we have a common national interest in reducing the levels of organized crime and corruption. And as the chairperson said, as a part of the fight against crime as a whole, which is why we're urging people to understand that even if we did not have the challenges that our president threw at trial or the trial of other senior leaders, as many of you suggest, who are still going to review the scorpions. The decision to review the criminal justice system precedes this. So, in any event, like in any democracy, we have to constantly look at our criminal justice system, and in that context, too, we are reviewing the future of the scorpions.
Can I tell anyone something I don't answer from the first day?
Yes, some of those figures that are off the explanation.
And were there any, well, did you receive any?
Petition.
Did you receive any pro?
I can respond to that one.
Yes, please.
I think about the last question, whether there was anyone in favor. It's obvious that there won't be anyone in favor. It was done from my office, and I gave the email that everyone must email to that. It's obvious. I can't use my resources for people that easy as against what I want them to do. Because I have said that they are all from the same email, from the, that is, it was a venue that was organized and all they came from the same. It's obvious that if I want to achieve this, everybody that I'm trying to organize to say that they won't do what I don't want them to do. They were all against the one that I went through because they were sent from the same email. It was obvious for us.
Sorry, the question about the second thing for those petitions, that was the only question.
The 24,000 hands written
They're on a petition, and then they, like I said, we the undersigned are opposed to the dissolution of scorpions, and then underneath that I think they've got a list of names, and those run into 24,990.
Yeah,
is that correct, Zanella?
Yes.
You can be given copies, let's say. We survive the high, we can give you the copies. That's the one. The 55,000, as I understand it, are individual emails we've received from the same email address, which have, say, a name like I, Eunice Ismail Karim, Steele, the following, I, Matthew Smith. They're all coming from a certain sector, essentially, of our society, which doesn't help because, you know, in a non-racial society, one would like to see whether we agree or disagree. 40 years down the road, it will not take an racial form. But from what we can gather at this stage, it seems to come from one sector of our society. And really, it's fine to call press conferences as people do, but they must be frank and honest. We haven't received separate submissions. We received one submission with, in the one case, 24,000 names attached. and another which is 55 separate submissions out, but they say the same thing. Not to say let us fail, that that's not important, but it doesn't help in the processing of a thought. And frankly, if you want to use numbers like that, hey, we've got two major Madhivas rallies taking place in our heart. We can deliver to you probably 100,000 names. How will that help? What is the point? The numbers game, frankly, doesn't help the process. We are keen to hear from people on what they think we should do to strengthen the new unit that will emerge.
Okay, and then. Thanks. I'd like to ask you about the overhaul of the criminal justice structure, which you say is going to inform these public hearings, because you know, you're wanting the public who are essentially concerned about the resolution of the court to engage with you on the legislation to actually understand it. What is there before the public that they can look at, consider, study, examine, mull over in terms of the overhaul of the criminal justice structure? I know that there's been references to it in press conferences that the media have attended. I've still to try and find a document or any white paper that actually maps out precisely what the intentions are, why these steps are being taken, and it could be helpful to know where that is. And the second question is one which just goes to public participation, because I think that obviously you would be concerned as members of Parliament not to send a message that sort of says to the public that it's actually pointless to participate in these sorts of houses that are supposed to make the resolution. If there were a hypothetical ruling party in the country that decided at this party conference, maybe there's something on the Kool-Aid, and they decide, right, we're going to deal with crime absolutely decisively, we're going to introduce Sharia law. Where, in that context, is there more argument to it? Where, given the fact that we have a democratic structure and not, we're not under the iron collar, where is the opportunity for members of the public as a whole and not just members of the ruling party to have a say in the decision to adopt Sharia law? Because you might think the hypothetical government having taken this policy decision at this conference will come to Parliament and say, right, the minister will come with the bill, which says, right, Sharia law, chair goes to the committee to be questioned. And the population say, I'm not going to do about it. But you say, no, you can't do that. You have to engage in a bill which explains how we are going to encourage a system of Sharia law. So I'm just interested if you could sort of explain to me
stay there. And also, wouldn't it be proper and democratic
to go to the electorate in April next year and say, the ruling party doesn't want Scorpions anymore, how do you feel about it? Will you still vote for it?
Going back to public participation, the court, most recently the Constitutional Court, has been known to strike down laws where parliament has done adequate public participation policies. So in this case, you say, you know, the resolution of the court is a fair complete. So does that mean that public participation is only being done here to protect the process from a possible legal challenge?
You talk about the democratic disenfranchisement and decision taken by the ruling party at Polokwane and Parliament needs to implement that. But surely that decision was taken by 4,000 people at Polokwane. Did they represent the country as a whole? Surely they only represented the party.
Thank you.
But I would like Volodani Magwanin to come in. You also have a very senior. In fact, an NEC member of the ANC, I think Taylor, he's also, you know, the chair of the committee. And just to start off, very interesting. When you talk of public participation, let's be clear, I think the convention of the ANC among the seniors, but can I stress to you, in terms of parliamentary rules, Section 75 says they have a very limited role for the NCOP and the provincial legislature. In fact, it is exceptional, unusual. I've been in this parliament for some 14 years, and I've been chairing committees for 10 years. I cannot recall a previous experience from with Maggie, from with Spirit, where with the 1675 fund, we are going to the legislature of the province. We're having provincial public hearings. Even before, we are going to look at a single clause in the bill. The chairperson explained that we are going to have National Assembly public hearings next week for 3 or 4 days. In fact, it's very instructive that only about 35 people should say they were interested in public hearings. At this stage, we thought we might have to expand it to 4 days. At this stage, the two chairs having met with our whip and with our colleagues from the NCOP, we're not even sure that we will be able to take up 3 days. At this stage, given where we are, 2 days would seem to suffice, even if we expand the time. So the question that arises is, how much about this hubbub, this hoo-ha about the Scorpions, is really an issue that affects the masses out there? Why is it that so few people have actually asked to appear before our committee next week? Is it perhaps because, for ordinary people, there isn't a sufficient concern about structural reform? What they want to see is a drastic reduction, not just in organized crime and corruption, but in crime more generally, with the experience being accomplished by thugs and all sorts of ordinary crime. Isn't that what the public out there wants? They're not so concerned about forms of corruption. They want to see a drastic reduction in crime and corruption. That's obviously true. And that's the plank on which the ANC will, in fact, with the Maggi, be going to the elections, as President Zuma explained. The three big issues that are in the ANC domain, and I think you just call it scale to add here, it's around health, education, and crime. The fact of the matter is, unusually for the 1675 bill, in which the NCOP has a very limited role, and in which the provincial legislature has even less of a role, we are having public hearings in the provinces even before the National Assembly actually looks at a single clause in that bill. Secondly, moreover, as the chairperson explained, we have invited the National Assembly, which is why he is here, and our National Council of Provinces, to come with us. They will exercise their independent role, but if they're involved in the outset, in getting what the public out there to say, both within the National Assembly and out there, they're more likely to be responsible. Thirdly, we are acutely aware of the Constitutional Court's mission, but let us suggest to you that it's the other way around. We actually think by going out to the masses out there, we will be informing them about how the restructuring of the Scorpions is part of an overhaul of the entire criminal justice system. And you will find out on the ground there that many more people
actually support the basic concept of the goal and oppose it. So we have a vested interest in reaching out to the public, if you want to see a subtext to it, because we are confident that the people out there. On the issues that you raised, they are quite good ones, which is, what is the relationship between a majority party? I don't think the vote it has on with the public and this issue taken. Look at the history of the last 14 years. Where in the world does a party that commands close to 2/3 and currently 70% of the vote organize itself in the way we do? Look at the way we shape the constitutional dispensation. Look at what we can do to the constitution even now that we haven't done with a 70% majority. Look at our inclusive movement for many years in including multi-partyism in the way we allocated committees and so on. Look at our experience of the GNU. How many other countries in the world will have a majority party commanding 70% of the vote doing what we are doing? Now, on the issue of Sharia law and so on, let us be frank. There is a constitution. The decisions that we take in Polokwane have to be consistent with the constitution. Sharia law affects a minority. In fact, that will come up before this parliament or something. If we die in a way that's reconcilable with the constitution and and on the very day we're looking at this morning, customary succession. In short, I think that is not a fair comment to make. In fact, we are saying too that on many occasions we have changed votes. We are not the rubber stamp committee, as many people on committee and magnets have come up for us. We completely rewrote the municipal structure book. We completely rewrote the property rights book. We completely rewrote just now the child justice book based largely on submissions from the public. It is not fair. Some committee chairs and committees may be a resident. Others are from. Magnus Committee, I know, has been very strident. So I think it's an unfair, glib comment to make. It was just each committee for what it is. But frankly, I think you are raising a legitimate question. The relationship between majority parties and the need to take minority views. And insofar as people make useful comments to us, even though they're opposed to the dissolution of the scorpion, you will see. The jury is still out. A, on the respective relations, we'll see what happens. Because of organized crime and corruption is also on the agenda. But I think just as we should ask for anything that may have been coming. There's lots of things to say, but can we engage outside this? Because I'm taking up too much of time. Those of you who ask me questions, I'm very keen to engage with you outside because I think they reflect an unfairness and there isn't a ton to respond to them.
Thank you. Can we respond to Patrick's question about whether question about whether the
well, I think the most important thing is that as South Africans, we are concerned about crime and corruption. The way we have seen that there are limitations in the problem, one of the major limitations is that we don't have the capability of intelligence. If we don't have the capability of intelligence, we feel that you are unable to deal with crime effectively. Because one of the major things that we said that in combating crime in this country, it must be intelligence driven. Therefore, as this situation is concerned, they don't have that capacity. The second thing that you see is that there's an operational jealousy between the law enforcement agencies. That view has been reinforced by the Kambembe Commission, and we think then that is required to ensure that we are able to focus on matters which are dealing with crime. But the other issue that we are concerned about is an issue of ensuring that we utilize the best of the best within the police institutions in dealing with crime. That's why we want to take the best from all these agencies to ensure that they are consolidated in one organization. That to us is the view that we think must take. We think that if we add this in dealing with crime, the problem is that the issue of Scorpio, as it currently stands, is not affecting the country. Now, in that respect, then, that's why we feel that the engagement that we must get from the party must assist us in ensuring that they come with ideas that take away what affects everybody, the crime in the country, is reduced, if not eliminated at all. Therefore, this is what we did. We're expecting people to tell us on those issues. Now the issue of saying that one this is a charade in a way we are doing it. We don't think so. We think that this process is going to assist us to come with a better legislation. And that is going to be able to gain the time.
They think I'm surprised to see that you don't have, and the reader will give you, a five-page document that sets out the basic principles underpinning the new proposed integrated criminal justice system. That will be made available to you almost immediately. I think it's being printed. So it's not true, Gail, that they isn't this. And it's been given to members of the public where they have thought it. Secondly, you know that the executive has been dealing with this matter from early 2004 in the United States. Your newspaper and others have covered it. Cabinet took a decision in November last year to accelerate the process. It was in the first page of the Sunday Independent, the headline piece of the Sunday Tribune from KZN, where I come. And you know, in this very last weekend, after the cabinet report, the president announced that Deputy Minister Johnny De Lange is now formally responsible for accelerating that process. Up to now, interestingly, the executive has been dealing only with business against crime in shaping the new model. There are seven principles that underpin the model and they are set out there. Now, with this Parliament, interestingly, my friend, it is Parliament, our two committee chairs, that insisted that we bring that new proposed model, as tentative as it is for now, as work in progress as it is, before the public. So we will feed into the process of the executive shaping this model through the public hearings we get. So in short, rather than being the ninnies you make us out to be, it is we've insisted that the executive does not simply work with business against crime. What is the point of shaping a new model without having public participation from the earliest possible stage, so that the public feels ownership of this very interesting model, of this very innovative model, that is going to force all of us to actually work in a much more coordinated fashion with one mission and one vision. So you will have it available. The public will be briefed on it, is that right, Comrade Chair, on Wednesday next, hearing start, and the committee will be briefed on it on Tuesday. And I imagine the Minister or Deputy Minister of Justice will leave that for the team. So in fact, you can have it within the next 10 minutes.
For fear of repeating what has been said, like anyone else has been said, we are not creating special rules.
Yes.
We are going to treat this deal like any other deal. And I think you will agree with us, especially the business deal. We know how we have processed it, how we have taken charge of that position. This deal is not different from the other deal. The second issue, I think that any company, any organization, government is not in the company, it has got what we call extension development. The product you offer to the public, you must continuously improve. That is why I'm talking about this overhauling of the government, because as much as you might fall in love with the brand Scorpion, but I think what you must fall in love with is a fight against crime. Because if I may ask a question, if you can have something 10 times better than the Scorpion, would you still want the Scorpion instead of fighting crime? The issue is that the people of the community are not interested in what affects their better crime. If they can have something, even if you can call it music or whatever, but if you can have something that can deal with the problem that I have, it's not a problem. As well as that, we'll be going to all communities in the form of conferences to hear what people think. We have recently finished a deal in Health Assistance, in which we were drafting it with people were interested who came to the community. We take part in the participation very important. In fact, we believe that democracy is not going to election once. We believe in participatory democracy. We're not forced by court to contact people. What we believe is correct. What is the aliens is our view
spot white in fact, right? You can just simply translate that into that. So we're not spot by anyone, we're not conducting any interact, we're interested in having the piece of the system. But 100,000 people that say no, we don't improve the system. What is clear here is that we have 100 submissions. We will acknowledge and note and certain people that there are 155,000 people that are saying from one word that are saying no. So it's important to consider that. But we engage in the submission from these 100 people that we have asked so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, let me take the last step.
Thank you. The explanations I'm hearing here today remind me a lot of Henry Ford's famous offer that you can have any color Ford as long as it's black. Do I understand correctly that no amount of petitions, signatures, emails, irrespective of from where they come from, are going to change the fact that the decision, the ANC has taken a decision to do away with the scorpions, and that's going to happen? The only involvement, in other words, that you are allowing the public is in how that's going to happen and what exact structure is going to replace the scorpions and how that's going to be facilitated. Can I have a short and clear answer just to confirm that that is the situation?
In addition to the petitions and the absence of a flood of submissions, there have, however, been four scientifically acceptable polls by Ipsos Markinor and so on and so on and so on. And those four polls have found that between 65% and 90% of South Africa A, want the scorpions retained, and B, trust them more than they trust the police. What weight do you give those polls, and will they influence your decision? Because if at 90%, 90% of the country says that I don't trust the police, that's a hell of a lot of membership you spoke about earlier.
Yeah, if the real problem with the scorpions is that they don't have this intelligence capability, why not legislate to give them the intelligence capability? What would be wrong with that? Wouldn't that save a crime fighting unit which everybody trusts, or most people trust, and make it better?
Before we vote on it, we allow maybe 2, 3, 4 days so that any person who can have an idea, even if
prepared our camp. We are not saying that we will not be convinced and we will go to communities with a fixed mind. If there can be, I mean, any person who, if somebody else can develop a very different idea, what we are more interested in, one, is to deal with tension within law enforcement agencies. This is what that contender has also identified. We must deal with. Two, we must deal with professional jealousy within this. Three, we must be able to multiply whatever successes we might have in one agency, so that we have a bigger agency that will be able to deal with time more effectively. Even people who think that the Scorpions have been successful, but they will agree with us, is that in relation to the number of criminal activities that are happening, what they have done is that a we need a bigger crime fighting agency to deal with the issue of crime, to deal with organized crime, to deal with all types of crime that are affecting our community.
Can I
raise
a question that you keep asking in different ways? One is, as far as these surveys are concerned, we would like, as Mother Nature said, what is the sum? Secondly, if the majority of South Africans, beyond the language of you are, say to us, no, will we still go ahead? Well, the answer to this is this. If you look at aspects of our constitution, take for example gay rights, take for example the death penalty, take for example abortion. On all three of this, on all three of these issues, one imagines that if we did a survey, a significant majority of our people would say that they do not want gay rights, that they are opposed to abortion, and perhaps a significant majority would say, understandably, they want the death penalty back. Now, not every policy a party takes, mercifully, is subject to populism. The test really is, has the ANC lost votes because of these issues? The civic union vote challenges, we're an emerging third world country. There is no country in the world that we know of that establishes the right of gays in the constitution, but we've done it. Now, similarly, if you can come to terms with that, why can't you understand that even if the entire country were to say no, it is possible that a party could choose to say yes and then go to an electorate, as we are soon going to do, and have the electorate decide? May I also suggest to you, which party would be so foolish and foolhardy as to take a decision 6 months before an election that it knows that a majority of people are opposed to? Again, one does not want to be crude, but look at this 45,000 figure that my comment, 55, who are these people? To what extent do they represent the majority? We are saying to you, think too about how unfair you are being and what your principles and your questions are. It is the ANC that decided to go to the provinces. It is the ANC that decided that though it's a Section 75 bill, that we will do that. It's the ANC that decided that we will not look at a single clause in that bill until we in fact hear from the provinces. And why? Not because of the constitutional court concerns, though they are important. We have found legal advice on many issues, but we've gone far beyond what the lawyers have advised us on what is necessary to do. So I don't think you are being fair to us. I'm simply saying to you that Parliament wants to hear from people who come here and say emotionally, we are opposed to the Scorpion. Let's tap their feet if they want to. Parliament must be a popular organ of power of the people, whichever party they come from. We represent the country as a whole. People must come and whinge and whine is what we say. Let them come. Let them come and say what they want to say. That's their right. Parliament also has, we are saying to you, a therapeutic role to get people to come here and beat their breasts. If you look at traditional African custom, which my four comrades know here more than I do, that's what an Izimbizo is about also. You can come and say it. What we are simply saying, Dion, is beyond just coming here and saying no, 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 knowing full well that 4,000 people representing some 750,000 members, representing an electorate of something like how many million people we've got, have said they want the Scorpions to go. None of our rank and file membership is included in this thing. None of our voters are saying, or very few of them, if any, are saying no. So, hey, be fair. In short, what we are saying to you is, why is it, if it's such a big issue, that the 4 days we've allocated for public hearing, we can't even use them? We've even told members, my chair says, remember, 8th of August, by the way, is actually Women's Day. What's the point of sitting in Cape Town? We don't even know whether we can fill in 1.5 days at the moment, actually. So, if it's such a big deal, why is it that there are so few people? You can I put a question to you? Answer it yourself when you leave the school. Why is it there are so few people coming here? In short, yes, there are times parties do this, and we've done it, and we're proud of it, on abortion, on gay rights, and so on. Let the Jews out on us. If we've done something wrong, if the majority of the people say no, including our constituency, we will come back to Parliament, I speak myself, but I hope my comrades with you, and review the decision. If there's an overwhelming evidence to us that the majority of not the government, including our constituents are there, the ANC will presumably have to call a special conference and review it. But why are you prejudging the provincial legislative public hearing? We might decide that we will put it up on the agenda that we have disbanded the Scorpions, and that's what we've done, and we are asking the electorate to give us a mandate on that. That's a possibility too. I can't speak for the NEC. But let's ask you, why are you prejudging the provincial public hearing? How do you know that that 90% survey, and I'm a sociologist for what it's worth, and you and I know what those surveys mean. That's not 90% of the people, it's 90% of a sample of the people.
Mm.
Now, let me ask you, but
they were representative sample.
As usual, but let me put this up. They're always representative. I know, I'm a sociologist. But it's 300 people, it's representative. Depends what you mean by representativity. In short, where is there the groundswell of opposition from ANC members? She's just been to the Free State Provincial Congress. I have just come from the KZN Provincial Congress. And let me tell you what happened in the KZN Provincial Congress. She was there. In fact, people were not saying the Scorpions should go. They were saying a lot more that I feel almost embarrassed to say in public. So actually, if anything, in KZN, those 1,000+ people, they think we're being too soft. And those people are the people who vote for us and represent the people who vote for us. So in short, ultimately, you know what some of us think? We discussed this yesterday. We think the mass media and certain political parties have made this a bigger issue than it is for the rank and file of our country. And once again, the media must ask itself how it actually is out of kilter with where people are in this country. If you see, instead of getting critical, analytical appraisals, each of us, you don't even know how each of us individually thinks about the Scorpions. But we are bound by a collective position. We're a Democratic Party. We argue our case with an eventually. The majority just simply stand by us. Now that you know that it's extremely likely the Scorpions will go unless something earth-shattering happens to show us that the vast majority of the millions of the country are opposed to it, why don't you analyze what it all means? Why don't you execute your own prejudices from your analysis? Why don't you help the public and Parliament also to think of how we can all, if you think it's adversity, let's make something out of this adversity. Let's actually all work together, including the media. Help us to ensure that the new unit that's created genuinely contributes, because you walk down the street, you're also victims of organized crime and corruption. Help us. Give us ideas on how we can strengthen the fight against organized crime and corruption. Let's use this as an opportunity. That's what we are talking about. Let's go to the country. That's what we're doing. So in short, you show to me far more prejudices than we politicians do in the way you pose questions right here and now. Thank you.
In the event, people out there can come with solutions on our concerns that are better, that they feel that the population is able to achieve, would be able to consider that.
I think I'm
but from our point of view, what we consider as an organization, But from all there, we think that the approaches that we've taken are going to make the country better in terms of accessibility of our people. And we don't want intelligence to be everywhere, intelligence companies to be everywhere. That is why we are consolidating, but we are able to ensure that we give more kindness to the country. Why we can do this? So, in that respect, you know, if people can present scientific evidence, that shows that the Scorpion is to be obtained, addressing our concerns.
Completely, Commissioner, really did that.
Sorry, I said before the interview.
Madam, we will get a program. A program on the prevention of the public hearing.
Thank you.